In any event, another issue that came up, I mentioned the fact that this case that we were talking about, the woman in the interim in the year had had a prophylactic mastectomy, and a number of the docs had cases where, you know, when you have BRCA germline, well, this comes up, and one of the questions was how you counsel your patients who have advanced stage ovarian cancer and yet they have a BRCA germline mutation about their breasts. What do you advise them? Do you have patients getting prophylactic mastectomy? Do you have it with recurrent disease? And also, one of the docs brought up something I never thought about, which is, does a PARP inhibitor lower your risk of developing breast cancer in a BRCA germline patient? There are about 13 questions there.
I know. So we definitely talk to our patients about breast screening, enhanced breast screening, and the potential for prophylactic surgery when they have an ovarian cancer with a BRCA1 mutation. And I think we all practice probably a little bit differently. What I tend to do is when I see these patients and I've identified them, if I know ahead of time, which I rarely do, that they're BRCA1, I'll make sure that I have up-to-date breast screening so I'm not taking someone to the OR with a advanced breast cancer at the same time. That's a pretty uncommon scenario. Usually you find out about it later, but we really focus on getting folks through their surgery and their primary therapy. Before SOLO-1, you know, they were on surveillance or maybe bevacizumab. Now they're going to be on a PARP inhibitor. So I would start talking with them when we are 1 to 2 years out. I mean, I would talk to them beforehand, but we'd sort of readdress it when they were kind of out 1 to 2 years from chemotherapy and we were feeling a little more kind of comfortable about their disease status. And then during that time, when they were ready, I'd have them meet with genetic counseling and the breast surgeons and the plastic surgeons to discuss reconstruction. And some of my patients proceed with that. I have several in my practice, and others are more interested in just doing enhanced screening with MRIs and alternating MRIs and mammography per the guidelines to keep an eye on things. They're not super interested in another big surgery. I think once folks have had recurred, it really has to be individualized because you can have someone that recurs 5 years later and you can reset the clock for that patient. She's going to live a long, long time. So you don't want her getting a breast cancer on your watch just because you think she's recurred and it's not worth dealing with. You really have to keep in mind that even if they've recurred, they often can keep responding and keep responding. If you look at the study 19 data from Jonathan Letterman, there's patients on that study with recurrent disease who are 9 years out on olaparib. So you have to think a little bit differently. Certainly someone that's recurred and is not responding and is sort of going to be on some kind of therapy for the remainder of her life, I think that's a little harder to justify, you know, recommending a prophylactic surgery. But we should have thought of that a lot earlier. So I think it's important to give patients options and have discussions with them and make sure they're seeing experts. Then they can make decisions about what they want to do with their bodies. But it's important to have the discussions and not make assumptions on their behalf.
What about this question that they brought up of, does a PARP inhibitor decrease the risk of breast cancer in somebody with a BRCA germline?
I think it's a fascinating question. There's no data that would suggest that. I mean, certainly...
Is there data to suggest it doesn't do it?
I don't think we could say that either. There's just not been enough follow-up. I mean, certainly on SOLO-1, of the few incident cancers that developed post-treatment, there were a few breast cancers. So some on the olaparib arm and some on the placebo arm. So I don't know that we can say that it's preventative. I wouldn't want to publicize it as a preventative measure, you know, because it does have side effects and it's not like taking a Tylenol.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I think it was just more from hypothetical. Would it work? I think it would be fascinating biologically if it worked or didn't work or if we even knew it. I don't even know. But
I mean, I think over time, as more patients are treated with PARP inhibitors in the frontline and we follow their rates of subsequent breast cancer development and compare that to sort of historical data, we may see a different trend.
It would be interesting.
Yeah.